Meshach, and Abednego.
So is the banker's heart the last of
those were the three brothers who were thrown into the fiery furnace by King Nebuchadnezzar.
Good. I'm glad I got that right.
Me too.
But they didn't burn. It was so hot that some of the people who were trying to tend the furnace got burned. But they were walking around in the fire as cool as a cucumber in the refrigerator. And with them there was another walking. Who was that?
In their smashing new debut motion picture.
There are varying theories.
For years.
You know, before they said it is written, they used to say it was for so the prophet spake.
And so saith the prophet.
A prophet without honor in his own land.
The gift of prophecy has always interested me. Can you really use your powers to see into the future? I can foretell certain events.
I will require a brazier of hot coals.
There will be no wedding.
No, not that, madam. Please put your top back on. I need hot coals.
And the cries of joy shall become wails of mourning.
Slap.
You have done well, Sinbad.
Yeah, punch that I could not magician in the face.
Swine offend the princess.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know, he was a very powerful evil magician. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have punched him like that.
You have done well, Simba.
The caliph says you have done well, you know, but he wasn't the one who punched him.
What the shadows showed me. If you like, I could create a magic spell to ward away the danger. In return, I suppose, for the ship and the crew which you have requested. Such a request would not be out of the... So, your powers are a cheap scheme. Get out. If you are found within the city of Baghdad, your eyes will be torn from your sockets. Although he's still hanging around the next day...
When Sinbad finds him at the market, yes. So I'm sure you've all seen the movie.
No, I cannot.
But not as many times as I've seen it, or K-Rob.
Just kind of...
Greeting and a greeting scene.
Why, that movie is canonical to
the egg of the rock.
The giant bird that nests on the peaks of Colossa. The very same.
That's right.
It is no use, my caliph. We must outfit a ship and an expedition without delay. Just like this guy wants.
And don't drink this,
Where would you find a crew?
Why not? Would you care to try it?
Gola, dears.
Apparently there's an R at the end. Golar.
Okay.
Golar, dears.
Here, drink from the pool he has forbidden. I'm just a barely English-speaking Spanish extra in this movie.
Actually, he has there's a mystery about him.
Like the guy who goes, I can go no further.
That guy, I believe, is a poet, a performer, was at the time the movie was made.
Thud. Allah finds many ways of dealing with hungry men.
Well, gee, if it wasn't for Allah, you know, I'd...
And then they come
this
to...
This is the Valley of the Cyclops.
The Valley of the Cyclops.
We must split into two parties.
Why on earth?
Why divide our forces?
Because if one is captured, the other can rescue them.
Sounds reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that might work
better with that. Sure, okay.
All right.
We'll divide
that's reasonable.
Forces. The magician says to him.
I mean, he does know his stuff. You'll hear about what
now
he did
go
in back
there. Where there's that giant furniture and the huge club with the spikes sticking out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's Club Cyclops.
See if somebody shows up.
Giant one-eyed horned satyrs only. that are anthropophagous.
It was said that after this movie came out, Golar was a big superstar in his
Golar.
The village became known as the one that Golar came from.
Golar, that is to say.
And he was depended on to be there at every screening of the movie.
Yes, Golar, big
remember
star in his
scene in the film.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, there's a knock at Sinbad's cabin door, and when he answers it, the first person who comes through is Golar, barreling through
Golar.
With a right hook to the jaw.
Right, he attacks him.
Kerwin back.
A terrifying, over-muscled antagonist
Golar,
all of a sudden.
Leader of the mutiny.
When he was just chaffering with the tiny princess. But he made her go back into the jewel box.
I thought the guy that ended up with the... He ended up steering the ship, you know. It was a full port rudder.
Now that wasn't Golar.
The British actor, Danny Green, you know, he's yelling.
It was Danny Green.
But nobody can pay attention because
says,
of...
Oh,
the
save us,
demons.
Save us.
They're driving everybody cuckoo.
This well, feed them to the here. Fish. That's another
the
one of Danny Green's
juice.
Lines.
Here, put wax in your ears and wrap your turban around your ears. Then the wailing demons will not drive you crazy. That's fine. Now we won't be driven crazy. We'll just be wrecked on the rocks and devoured by sea serpents.
Well, that was also predicted by Sakura.
That's what Torrent Thatcher said, right? Well,
you will see. Winds will drive the ship past the island of wailing demons. Did you ever hear of the primevals?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Stop motion animated film with
right.
giant yetis and reptile men.
Yetis, lizard
like
men.
That.
Yeah, they're in there.
It was being made by David Allen, who was
who died inconveniently.
Fatally ill.
Without the arrows.
But all
died,
his friends in the stop motion community
to make every shot
finished
that
every shot
needs, and it's they got a little bit of financing and it's almost ready to release.
Oh, it has been released.
It's probably
I've got a copy of it.
What about it? What? It's
when
a strangely
no
old-fashioned movie because it was made decades ago.
It takes some time to produce them, especially when there's no real budget.
Only to discover you weren't
it's
told.
Been going on for years, but it's I've recently seen footage. It's got some interesting stuff in it. Certainly the giant apes and things that move with a good sense of bulk and
The animation is great. The
probably
monsters.
The actors will be the weakest part. As
the actors aren't so bad. However,
David Allen did the animation.
The authenticity would be stressed more in a modern production.
What you call it? The Chasmosaurus in When Dinosaurs Rule the Earth.
It's true. He animated that dinosaur in that movie. I, Dr. Howell Dowell, concur with what I said on another occasion.
Too busy to do it, though hired to do it, because of the idiocy of their producer. They didn't have the right stuff in the frame to be able to add the special effects because it was too small. It was not shot with special effects in mind, so...
Well, these are technical quibbles.
Hundreds of hours had to be spent creating large matte paintings to expand the
matte
screen
paintings.
Area, so the effects...
Well, just as long as the monsters are on display.
The Count and Countess of Transylvania.
Good evening, Count Dracula.
Good evening, Igor. Would you check my cape, please?
Good evening, Count Dracula. So glad you and the Countess could attend my ball.
What a polite guy. I see several old friends here. There's Frankenstein and his charming bride.
Yes, and Vitos and Wolfman are here too.
The ladies in waiting are very beautiful.
You don't mean those slimy old goons?
I didn't think my eyesight was failing me.
Well, it is nonetheless. May I have the pleasure of this minuet, Countess Alucard?
There could hardly be pleasure dancing with you.
You are
fang face.
And I suppose you think you are Rock Hudson, then?
Not particularly, but at least I don't sack out all day like you.
How could you? You are too busy cutting up corpses with your ugly friends. Like that one over there.
Which one?
The one with the permanent wave on his face.
Now you're in trouble, bloodsucker. He heard you.
I'm not afraid, but we were just leaving anyway.
Don't leave that snaggletooth bag of bones you call your wife behind.
All right, I'm going. Bigger than mine. We'd better get out of here fast. Come on, vampire.
Hank did a lot of good stuff, but then he grew fatally ill and died, surprising everyone. He did some of the animation in Star Wars of the little hologram creatures hopping
around. About, yes.
And so forth. Some of that was his.
Hopping, skipping, and jumping. That was David Allen. A fine stop motion animator.
Ebor Sisk.
Great art.
The two headed monster called the Ebor Sisk. Like one head is Ebert and the other is Siskel. You know,
yes, it was a terrifying two headed monster.
Bad reviews that their movie would get, and so they named the monster after those two critics in advance. Yeah, they gave us a bad review. That's because we made our monster. See, it wasn't. They can't be trusted. The movie isn't really terrible. No, it's just that.
In Gremlins 2, they put, what's the guy that had the Entertainment Tonight movie review segment?
Gremlins 2, People Zero.
He ended up introducing a lot of Disney DVDs.
John Tesh?
No. He kind of looked like John Landis, but he wasn't John Landis. Huh. And he had his bit in Gremlins 2 was
Walt Disney.
Leonard Maltin.
Oh, Leonard Maltin, right.
With the movie police, and he like blows a police whistle. And he goes like, these gremlins, they're just slimy and terrible and run away. And then the gremlins take revenge on him in the movie. You
know, right. Well, there's the bat gremlin and the spider gremlin and all these mutant gremlins turned out of Christopher Lee's lab.
Yeah. With he says things and stuff. It's no longer a human world anymore.
It's just a little paramecium and stuff.
First there was gremlins, and then there were ghoulies and goofies or whatever they were. The
widgets.
Ghoulies.
Subspecies.
Of course, there were chameleons.
And chuds.
Chud, yes.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. Or something else.
I thought
else.
It was Chuckle, like Bride of Chuckley or something.
Bride of Chuckley.
Cheese. The Chucky Pizza Time series.
With John Tesh.
Was he in that one?
In Chucky
Cheese.
Who's the girl?
He just really wants, he likes John Tesh.
In
the Chucky movies, huh?
You
Jennifer
know,
you're
straining my power of
JT, Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly, that's right. Was in the
Gremlins.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
you got the Tesh!
How silly.
You want to know better.
This is T-E-C-S-H.
You know, this might not even work.
Well, Lisa Gibbons was in RoboCop 2 as one of the
newscasters. Yes, she did a fine job.
That's right.
Interview the old man at the end.
She
worked
Jerry Lewis telethons, too.
Yeah.
John
Tesh, too.
I preferred her to Mary Hart, whose voice supposedly caused epileptics to go into seizures. It was Mary Hart and John Tesh after...
That's right, yeah.
But Lisa Gibbons was...
And John Tesh himself...
More than an adequate substitute.
Recorded several musical albums with himself as the voice talent.
Oh, this makes me so...
eventually ended up on the planet Teshtoba as the supreme ruler of a group of beings who were unable to see.
Yeah, he could have done worse.
In ways, if they had no eyes. They could apparently navigate. And isn't he in some werewolf movie?
Werewolf?
Well, maybe not.
No idea.
Of course, Dean Stockwell was in The Werewolf of Washington. The Washington, D.C. werewolf story. Was that the president was a werewolf in that way? And,
not this president.
The werewolf itself, that movie was Kerwin Matthews, eh?
Well, he wasn't a werewolf, was he?
Well, maybe not.
It's like him versus a werewolf.
I thought it was. Kerwin made an interesting non-monster movie about the garment district.
Yeah, with Lee J. Cobb.
Lee J. Cobb in it, and, you know, it's sort of like On the Waterfront, except with the garment district.
Yeah, criminal pressures, gangsters.
And then he was in an incredibly dreadful film. Really regrettable. Disturbingly bad.
Battle Beneath the Earth.
Battle Beneath the Earth. Where these Chinese guys are tunneling through from China to invade America.
Not Battle Beyond the Stars.
Well, that was a different one, but Battle Beneath the
Earth. And there was Battle Beyond the Sun.
Kerwin's last pictures before he got into the home furnishings trade in San Francisco.
Hi,
I'm Kerwin Matthews. I was in the dirt.
I can prove it. By the time this is through.
Do it today.
Yeah. So that's somewhere there's logic involved.
Relax.
What was
take
what?
It easy. Relax. Flawed
take
logic.
It easy. What's that going to do?
Relax. Take it easy.
What's that going to do?
Relax. Coaxial
cable.
Relax.
Deal.
Coax. With a dead mackerel.
Yeah, I got a slap across the chops with a dead mackerel for asking the wrong question.
You want to slap somebody, slap me. Here's my face right.
Oh, so that is so disrespectful.
Like a good slap.
Nothing satisfies like a camel.
Like a Charles Schlapp production.
Magazine. Get this elephant off my chest.
Public of Reload You.
Slap Happy Radio.
Which you can, well, no, say the word the FCC is calling.
Yeah, we already. Famous.
End of his career. And he volunteered to go to Ukraine to fight the Russians. There you go.
What about the one where Kirk slaps himself?
I don't remember that one.
Remember when, he was kind of forced to because the telekinetic, you know, king, you know, could he was
are you sure about this?
Yeah, they were like these Greek gods, you know.
Yeah.
It was the interracial first kiss. Even though it was like really creepy. I don't know, does that even count as a kiss?
Yeah. that the southern stations wouldn't show. That's all we didn't. But as we know, it was made by the Claytonians for Kurt Cobain. That hem of holpen, one that they were saken. Me fella, that season on a day in Suther, that the tabard as he lay, ready to winden on me pilgrim marsha to Canterbury with full devout courage. Arrived at that inn and hostelria full 29 in a company. And they all got to the end of the pilgrimage too, except one. The alchemist left the pilgrimage, meaning he's a condemned soul, condemned to hell for going against divinely ordered and ordained nature. That is a significant exception, because everybody else in the Canterbury Tales actually gets to the shrine of the beloved Saint Thomas More.
Sorry.
Accidentally killed by Henry, so the story goes.
Well, I like it.
Shouting, "Will no one rid me of this troublesome priest?" Well, a guy was listening. He said, "Oh, go kill him. Then the king will give me preferment." On the Lovecraft. But you know it all as you spin through space, having watched the auto-destruction of your home planet. I trust this is an allegorical figure and not in any actual or real way a true prophecy, only one that must be understood as some old saw or apophagem in a poetic sense. Yes, indeed. I saw what you did. The San Francisco Jigsaw Massacre. Who will survive, and who will put the other ones back together?
Well, excuse me.
We're just doing a little bit of work here on the station, and let's keep going with our show. Now in progress.
It
makes a sound like rabbits screaming. The total does. That horrendous monster created by Satan to punish evildoers for not doing enough evil.
It comes after you, it gleeps you, whatever gleeping is.
It leaves no trace. If you've been gleeped by the total, there's nothing left of you.
I enjoy drifting away.
That's how the Duke of Coffin Castle died.
Yes, he died heroically, to my view, fighting the total.
All the jewels.
Even though he was an evil.
Given.
But when you analyze it, he was
like
evil, but he wasn't that evil.
All the jewels dissolved into tears.
Yes, they were the jewels of laughter. Of the tears of laughter.
They had actually been wept.
If they'd been the tears of sorrow, they would have lasted and not turned back into glum.
To cry, precious stones, diamonds,
diamonds and rubies and jewels and things.
After 2 weeks, they always turned back into tears.
Righteous, the melody of 40 seconds.
And it was at this point that the total appeared.
Know the name of walking down the street, and side by side they're glorified.
Those fascist pigs were hassling some righteous dudes.
Ever talks we hear about.
He's in the book.
The book of the
Shaughnessy, throw the book at them.
give me
What's
that.
What's your badge number?
Well, I guess our lapel cams are having a malfunction, eh? Too bad nobody will ever see this. Let's
check out toenail cam 2.
You're a good cop.
Dirty O'Neill. A good cop, they say.
Gene Manson was in that movie.
Suddenly, with a sound like sighing, all the jewels dissolved into tears.
Right, I went over that. They were the tears of, the jewels of the tears of laughter, not of sorrow.
Strange woman named Hagar.
She had the strange ability to weep jewels.
Precious stones.
Everybody tried to get her to weep, but she actually wasn't that inclined to weep. Those strangers begged her to do so.
You gotta tell me the truth. You can't lie to me. Righteous
deed. And it was at this point that the total appeared.
Yes, the total.
Know the name of that righteous deed.
Of the Lord. The Lord is not slack with us concerning his promise.
Yea, much fine. And slack is more than a series of proprietary tools made available by some horrendous or hideous algorithm.
Keeping of them there is great reward.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Secret fall.
There, unto day, uttereth speech, and night after night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where his voice is not heard. His line is gone out into all the earth, and his words unto the end of the world. In them hath he made a tabernacle to the sun.
Right, piano. Okay, what is it anyway? Hold on a moment. Let me get my subconscious mind.
We're not going
to. It'll fish it out.
Let the phone alone.
I got to get back to the newsroom. We have a deadline.
Right.
Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and not guilty of the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
You know, there are a lot of distractions to a religiously centered state of mind. It becomes difficult to focus on one's appropriate attitude.
Abide in thy tabernacle. I'm talking to you, huh? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and forwards and not backwards and speaketh the truth
in his heart.
Righteousness in his heart. Something like that.
Yeah, right, right.
He that backbiteth not against his neighbor,
are
nor
you
taketh
listening?
Up a reward against the innocent.
Yep.
He that brusheth his teeth 3 times a day
and massageth his gums for dental hygiene.
He that dresseth smartly with matching socks
and well shined shoes
and suspenders
unto the glory of the Lord.
He that doeth these things,
the pocket square also sets it off.
He shall be above all men exalted.
My little dog
sat on the railway track.
Where came
his eyes all aflutter,
his ears cut short, and his tail.
A great big train came round the bend. Toot toot, peanut butter. I was going down the road with a tired team and a heavy load of crack
my whip and the lead horse sprung, and I says, day, day, to my wagon tongue, a turkey in the hay, hooray, hooray, turkey in the straw. Hoorah, raw, hicked up a hack, duck a high, duck a haw, and he rattled up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Oh, there was an old soldier, and he had a wooden leg, and he had no tobacco, no tobacco did he beg. Said I, old soldier, will you give me a chaw? Said he, young fellow, be damned if we do. Turkey in the hay, hooray, hooray, turkey in the straw. Hoorah, hoorah. Picked up a hammer and I hit him in the jaw. And he rattled out a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
And confused.
There's Michael Pepe in the center of the show.
Is that him?
Pepe, yeah, the red hat on.
Wow.
He's just now crowded into the edge of the screen.
Oh, no, no, no. He'll be in front and center. He'll be first and foremost.
But he was there.
That was a rumor. Someone thought they saw Michael Pepe. Now, come on. The show's got to go on. Now, pull yourself together.
Please.
Here, get out there. You got to tell him something.
Here they come with a rum-tum-tum.
The clarinet and the big bass drum. You'd think that Benny Goodman was arriving.
The world's fastest rolling sacrament doing 150% less dogma.
All night through they try to win her hand. All night through they strive to beat the band. Alibaba belts out the song of India on his brand new flugelhorn. More secretly famous, the First Church of the Last Laugh, ecumenically yoked to the Church of the Subgenius. Yes, it's high time we acknowledged this simple fact. The two are like the two legs of a stool, if the simile is appropriate, together working to support the seat of wisdom. Let us pray.
Waiting time between wars, or a time for us when no bombs are dropping on our heads. But peace is not something static. Peace is not something that we will arrive at someday, I don't think. I think that peace is a way we have to act, a way we have to arrange our lives to effect change.
There will be peace in the valley.
Storytelling for social change.
And the lion shall lie down with the lamb. You know,
angels who can surprise us with a lucky chance.
Walt Disney made a cartoon on that subject of the lion lying down with the lamb called Lambert the Sheepish Lion.
Poetry center the long fall through light.
Oh, my goodness.
A voice synonymous with passion, integrity, and vision. No other station has been bringing you voices like these except KPFA.
Well, wait a moment. This isn't KPFA here. This is Radio Valencia. That's right. RadioValencia.fm. Listener-sponsored podcast. Internet radio. The Ask Dr. Hal Show. Live on radio. On Radio Valencia.
At KPFA.org.
Not KPFA. Radio Valencia. All right. Let's get this into shape here.
Stockings hung grudge by the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
Here you go.
Gonna get a CD player tonight.
It's John Hill running after the CD player theme.
A CD type of thing.
He's sitting in his car outside.
You're not gonna catch me.
it's like Eddie Murphy, you know, swinging around the back of the cigarette truck. And...
Right, right. It's got the left
of roof, Brady. In Beverly Hills Cop 1.
It's Hal. It's Radio Valencia Cop 1.
The Radio Valencia Cop. The Radio Valencia Lawyer.
So you can't cop to it, can you? Well, we're going to try a little experiment here. It might work.
And the guy who puts together...
Or we might have to do it a different way. We have a very persnickety equipment. Here.
I forget what we talked about the other night.
Well, maybe it'll come to you. You'll remember.
Where we say, bring it on. Yeah. Because that's the way we roll. On the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Great check.
Great check.
Great day in the morning.
Ah, you remember great that. Check. Wow, that's an ancient memory.
Great check.
That's what you get when you talk to a machine.
Ancient pistol.
Great check.
Okay.
Wow. I think there's Charlie. Charlie, is that you? Come down out of that hallway. Lift yourself up by your own petard. Computers don't laugh.
This is the Ask Dr. Howl Show, live on radio. Dr. Howland Owl presiding on listener-sponsored RadioValencia.fm. Our transmission for you in the mission.
You guys need money, right?
We make
money.
Station
always needs money.
We make money out of nothing. We take this pile of nothing over here and mush it around here and poke
take
it.
This job
and these other things in it. And pretty soon we have a pile of money. Here, they're making it now. Here. Get those barrels open. Get the, yeah, we got to get the raw materials in here. We need some more resources.
Now you're taking the money away. You know?
But no more of that peanut butter flavor candy.
If he needs that money. Oh, well, we'll get him to come
is
around.
Is this the money time? Is this the money begging time?
Hey. Is this the money begging time?
Begging. Is this the time where we beg for money?
Yeah. Money bagging money.
You can see us now.
We're bagging the money. We're being held up by the BART strike, of course. But now the government's going. You can hear the government lowering the money into the...
I can hear the government...
Well, the government might as well burn that money.
That's the sound. It takes a lot of money to start the government up again.
Prime the government.
You have to prime the government with a lot of money. To get, and you put the money in the government's carburetor, and then you turn the starter on.
And two on an island, a sleepy lagoon, and two hearts in tune in some lullaby.
We'll receive him still, the dear Christ, enter in. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out. Thank you.
hear the old Hawaiian saying, Komo mai no kapua I ka hale vela ka hau. It won't be long when my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place that's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian, a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and boy. I want to go back to my little grass shack back in Kealakekua, Hawaii. Oh, where the humu humu nuku nuku apua a go swimming far. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apua a go swimming far. It won't be long when my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place that's always fair to see. You're telling me a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and boy. I want to go back to my little grass shack back in Kealakekua, Hawaii. Oh, where the humu humu nuku nuku apua a go swimming far. Where the humu humu nuku nuku apua a go swimming far.
Well, everything's good now.
I'm so happy.
It's all better.
Whee!
It's all what? Pathetic?
It's not the moon,
yeah.
Not the stars or the
pathetic.
Sky.
Government,
not the
art, world.
That bloom in the aisles. It's not the songs that they sing that enchant me, but that
something a lot of people don't know about, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because I've remembered it today. You know, something that Bob really hates is he hates dashes. He hates to see things with dashes in them. So don't put a dash in the words. Quit putting dashes in your words. Would you stop that? I'm asking you that because
the dash
it's not
is a very useful form of punctuation.
Dashes are not, at least some dashes, most dashes are not Dobbs approved. Bob hates the unsettling transitional ambiguity that they imply. So, please, I implore you, don't use dashes inappropriately.
Dash, dash, dish, dash.
Only in a Dobbs approved fashion. Remember what that is, you just have to get your manuals out, turn to Dobbs Ecclesians 12.
Really, Commander, I simply must be good.
Yeah, it's that old churchy stuff.
Just don't use dashes, please. Stay away from dashes. Be all right. When in doubt, kick the dash out. That's what Bob
New
said.
Dash laundry soap.
I love this old tune. This brings me back to the old days, you know, when back in the swamp. With me and
when it's always so cold and dumb.
Bubba, we're back there sitting on those old oil drums filled with toxic waste.
Little Bubba.
Bubba
just
butt
sitting
kiss.
Sitting there like a couple of old
there you
kids.
Go. You know the
okay,
yes,
man.
He sat there like a plump on a lumpy log.
Just killing time here on the show.
Yeah, well, that's good. Killing time is fine. BART people are killing time. But it's unions against management, and, you know, people have to get something done sometimes.
Yeah.
What's this? What's
thank
this?
You guys. Hang in there.
It's true. It's all
people got to do what they got to do.
I lost one of my gloves.
They got to do what people tell them.
Blood in my head. It's always going
to
be cold.
Sometimes you don't get to do what you personally want to do because you
like
do what the group says you got to do, and that's more important sometimes. And just to, you know, that's what you pay.
Maybe I would see it lying.
That's the important thing to remember.
On the sidewalk.
And so, and there's people there that are experts. So you've got to leave it to the experts sometimes to put things in line and make it right.
Well, no objection, but
I think we can all agree that we have confidence in our experts to do what's right for us, the non-experts.
without expertise.
I'm an expert at non-expertise. That's why
right.
I try to concentrate my area of focus is in those non-expertise areas.
He was once formerly a pert, now he's expert.
The public.
Yeah, we like to help the public.
We really like helping the public.
Our job here is to help the public understand things in a non-ambiguous, less vague, more elucidating. We like to elucidate the language in a
that
way
can
that
be
makes
done.
It easier for people.
Very easy.
To understand.
Oh, people, yeah.
It is a matter of making
to absorb to
this
process,
spiritual journey.
Get in their ears and make their brain see it with their eyes that are on
if
their
one
eyes.
Seeks, one may find true enlightenment.
Ooh, that's just nasty, though. That don't look at. No, don't do that.
No.
Okay, yeah, wash your dishes.
Dewy dishers.
Do the simple purification. You know that the seed is inside the horse chestnut tree, and inside that seed there are the blossoms of the tree and the branches and the shade. So inside the human body, there is a seed. And inside that seed, there is the human body again. Fire, air, earth, water, and space. If you don't want the secret one, you can't have these either. Fire, air, earth, water, and space. If you don't want the secret one, you can't have these either. Thinkers, listen. Tell me, what do you know of that is not inside the soul? What do you know of that is not inside the soul? Take a pitcher full of water and set it down on the water. Now, you have water inside and water outside. We mustn't give it a name, lest silly people start talking again about the body and the soul. What do you know of that's not inside the soul? Take a pitcher full of water and set it down on the water. Now, you have water inside and water outside. We mustn't give it a name, lest silly people start talking again about the body and the soul. Kabir says, if you want the truth, I'll tell you the truth. Listen to the secret sound real sound, which is inside you. Listen to the secret sound, the real sound. Which is inside you. The one no one talks of. Speaks. The secret sound. To himself. And he is the one. Who made it all. I love this one.
The nipples, tongue, neck, and lips may be utilized.
The ghost time? Yep. Yeah, as we were talking about earlier about this little ghost.
This poor ghost. And that one 420 guy thinks that they don't even have a sex. They're sexless. He thinks that ghosts, somehow when people die, they don't retain their sex.
Like a gun.
Like a god?
A gun.
Like a gun. Yeah, like a gun.
But you would be the same little ghost you were before.
I would be me.
Yeah. You'd be part of you.
So I would hope, right. I wouldn't have to wear glasses anymore. But I'm a ghost.
Really?
Do you think we'll have to wear glasses when we're wandering around in the ether zone?
No, because you'd have to have ghost glasses.
When we're ectoplasmic.
People have made the ghost glasses. It would get rather confusing.
I always wondered about that when you would see a ghost.
Because you got all the stuff, you know, when you become a ghost. So you're ready to go. Unless you didn't have your glasses on.
Yeah, that would be a bummer. If you died without your glasses on, you're wandering around forever,
bumping into
stuff.
Ghost furniture.
I wish I could buy my glasses.
It just gets more.
So you have to die with the stuff you're going to take with you.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
that's why Indians would, burn the teepee full of things.
So what about, should you carry a few dollars on you just in case?
Probably. And clean underwear like your mom said. Yeah. Because that's all very.
Two pair. Should always wear two pairs of underwear.
Why? Because then the outer one burns away as you go into a pair.
Well, no, because then you don't have to change underwear for 8 days.
Oh, yeah.
You just inside, outside, front side, back side, then the next pair over the front pair,
right.
Inside, outside, front side, back side. So you've got 8 days of continuous wearing that way.
And you don't want to get shot in a motorcade, because then you go into the future world with, depending on which theory you have, no brain or some brain.
Yeah,
not really enough brain to do a good job.
I can't imagine, like, when I'm walking up to JFK and shaking his hand, he's just dreaming all over himself.
A voice came to me from the night and said, "What profit hast thou in thy dreaming of the years that are set and the years yet unrisen? Hast thou found them tillable lands? Is there fruit that thou canst pluck therein, or any harvest to bemoan? Shalt thou dig for gold in the mines of the past, or trade for merchandise in the years where all is desolate? Are they a sea that will bring thee to any shore, or a desert that vergeth upon aught but the waste? Shalt thou drink from the springs that are emptied, or find sustenance in shadows? What value hath the future given thee? Is there aught in the days yet dark that thou canst hold with thy hands? Are they a fortress that will afford thee protection against the swords of the world? Is there justice in them to balance the world's inequity, or benefit to outweigh its loss? Then spake I in answer, saying, "Of my dreams I have made a road, and my soul goeth out thereon to that unto which no eye has opened. nor ear become keen to hearken to the glories that are shut past all access of the keys of sense, whose walls are hidden by the air, and whose doors are concealed with clarity. And the road is traveled of secret things, coming to me from afar, of bodiless powers and beauties without color or form, holden by any loveliness seen of earth. And of my dreams I have builded an inn wherein these are guests, and unto it come the dead for a little rest and refuge from the hollowness of the unharvestable wind and the burden of too great space. The fields of the past are not void to me, who harvest with the scythe of thought, nor the orchards of future years unfruitful to the hands of visionings. I have retrieved from the darkness the years and the things that were lost, and they are held in the light of my dreams with the spirits of years unborn and of things yet bodiless, as in an hospitable house they shall live while the dreams abide.
That will be nasty. So nasty.
But people like Washington and Roosevelt, they'll be fine. So you can go and walk, talk to them.
I would like to talk to those guys.
Yeah, Jefferson. They're cool.
I want to hear some of the stuff they got, to what they've been thinking all these years.
Yeah, it's just, we can't talk to Lincoln.
Watching their thing that they made, seeing what happened to it.
Yeah. If they hang around in ghost.
You know, I'd like to talk to Ben Franklin. He's the he's the one guy that signed everything.
Yeah,
and he signed every major document that was to be signed that put this country in motion.
And he did lots of things. And
he's a very interesting guy. Actually, I'm listening to his autobiography right now. It's one of those free books you can get.
What?
Out at on the internet.
What? Free?
It's free because it's in the public domain, and we own that book now. We do, the public, in our domain. And a place like archive.org is one of them, I believe, or another one is the Gutenberg Project.
Wow.
You can get the text of that in either one of those places. There's a place called LibriVox where you can get the audio version of that. If you want just to listen to it in an MP3 file, you can listen to it that way.
No heart.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I downloaded it so I can listen to it at my leisure.
Speaking of which, I'm reading Zealot right now. That's pretty wonderful. It's, Jesus was and the times he lived in.
Interesting.
Really fun.
I like Jesus times.
Yeah, me too. Because I don't really know much about it. And the tapes are all wooden, so they don't have players anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting times, those Zealot times.
God Zealot.
Those early
true believers.
Yep, true believers.
We got lots of true believers around today, I'm afraid.
Yeah. But just like then. Because at one point, the guy weaves, the author weaves all the true believer leaders strolling around.